Welcome to Minnesota Military Radio, where we bring you information about Minnesota's National Guard, the military community, Beyond the Yellow Ribbon Program, and Department of Veterans Affairs. Your host is Tom Lyons, founder and owner of Phalon Partners Limited, a Twin Cities merger and acquisition advisory firm. Tom is also a Vietnam veteran of the United States Air Force and a member of the VFW and American Legion. Now, here's Tom Lyons.
Welcome to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. On today's show, we'll be recording live from the 4th Annual Minnesota Military Family Foundation Golf Classic at Tartan Park in Lake Elmo. But before we get to that, it's time for Generally Speaking, a weekly message from the Adjutant General of the Minnesota National Guard, Major General Rick Nash.
Here in Minnesota, our chaplain-led Strong Bonds program helps couples grow together. During the weekend-long event, couples spend most of their time in discussions or practicing effective communication skills. As a couple and in a small group setting, they learn about the expectations, commitments, forgiveness, and feeling understood. We encourage service members and their spouses to attend a Strong Bonds event both before and after a deployment. Affording them this extra time devoted to communicating with each other makes our service members healthier and stronger, and leaders within our ranks. Our chaplains also offer this Strong Bonds program for single service members, teaching resilient skills and other tools for life success. These skills are valuable to building and maintaining all of the important relationships in our lives. The Minnesota National Guard has several Strong Bonds events scheduled for August and September. To find out dates and more information, visit beyondtheyellowribbon.org.
Thank you, General Nash. For more information, please go to MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. Joining me now from the Minnesota National Guard is Lieutenant Colonel Matt Vodder. Colonel Vodder, welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio.
Well, thanks, Tom. Good to be with you again.
Colonel, we wanted to talk to you today a little bit about sequestration, which was caused by the Congress not passing the budget. But we know that we've been talking the last couple of months about the effects of sequestration and how it's affecting the Department of Defense and causing furloughs. I understand that you were facing some furloughs about 11 days over the course of the final 4 months of the fiscal year ending September 30th, and that was recently cut down, wasn't it?
Yeah, we went from 11 days of furlough or 11 weeks where we have one day that we would not come to work down to six. So that should be ending here right about the end of August, beginning portion of September. It just depends on when they want to start the clock.
Colonel, that doesn't sound like much, but it's 20% of a person's pay, and for those lower-ranked people that are living on the edge anyway, to lose 20% of a paycheck, that really hurts.
Right, it does. I've got about a third of the workforce that is in my shop. I have 52 employees that work for me in the personnel shop for the state of Minnesota for the Army side. But got a number of those, like I said, about a third of those employees are general-scale employees for the federal government that don't make a ton of money. And almost all of them have had to take a part-time job, one or two nights a week, to try to make ends meet, to make up for that 20%.
And on the other side of it, you had to cut back hours and cut back on some of the delivery of services that you usually provide.
Yeah, absolutely. In my shop specifically, we've had to close our customer service for ID cards, military and federal ID cards, and our DEERS, which is our personnel family support enrollment stuff. So for families to enroll for TRICARE and for other types of military services, we're down to four days a week for that service at the Joint Force Headquarters in St. Paul.
So these 6 days of furloughs through September 30th of 2013 kind of resolves it for this fiscal year. But next fiscal year, from everything I read, there might be another cut. Is your budget set or is it up in the air?
Well, the way that it looks right now is that they've set the budget. If Congress passes it, is set for next year, and we should not face furloughs. Now, if we go into another continuing resolution or something like that, who knows what they're going to do. If the expenditures that are planned for 2014 do not meet what the budget cut requirements as allocated by the Congress might be, we just don't know that yet.
So we have uncertainty. Is it affecting your readiness status, and is it affecting morale?
Well, anytime that we have soldiers that don't come to work for a day, it does affect readiness. We just have to we have to do everything that we normally do in fewer days and with fewer people to prepare all of those things that we do. Fewer people who do maintenance, fewer people who do personnel, fewer people who do logistics in a shorter period of time. So it does have an impact on our readiness, yes.
Colonel, any final thoughts for our listeners about these furloughs?
Well, it certainly is a burden to the employees, and it's tough on the families, especially of our GS employees that are now facing 20% reduced income. But all that said, we still have the best, the most ready National Guard in the United States. So the citizens of Minnesota should keep an eye open. But rest assured that the Minnesota National Guard can still do its job in an outstanding and high-quality manner.
Thank you, Colonel Vedder. Thanks for joining us on Minnesota Military Radio.
It's my pleasure, Tom.
This is Lieutenant Colonel Matt Vedder from the Minnesota National Guard on Minnesota Military Radio, now speaking as your host. Please get a hold of your elected officials, talk to Congress, ask them to get their books in order, pass a budget, and let's get this resolved so that we have a better idea of what these budgets are going to be and how they're going to affect the Department of Defense and our Minnesota National Guard and all the servicemen in Minnesota. Thank you. Joining me now for the Minnesota National Guard is Chaplain Major Buddy Wynn. Chaplain, welcome to Minnesota Military Radio.
Tom, thanks again. Great to see you as always.
Chaplain, we're out here having a great day at the 4th Annual Minnesota Military Family Foundation Golf Classic. And I must compliment you on asking for some good weather today. The guys are all having a good time.
I think Chaplains have to take credit for good weather when it comes, because when we get the bad weather, we sure hear about it.
Well, that's kind of like a weatherman, I guess, isn't
yeah.
it? Chaplain, we first met in November of 2011 when we brought the Minnesota Military Radio Show over to Kuwait and did a live show over there with the 1st Brigade Combat Team. And you were over there ministering to 2,700 soldiers that were deployed.
That's right. We had 2,700 Minnesotans along with others added to our formation from Oklahoma, Mississippi, Tennessee, other states. And then, of course, service members that we hit with area coverage, those that have deployed that don't have a chaplain. So, yeah, we bring in a pretty large congregation.
Chaplain, that was an important and a potentially dangerous mission because you were escorting the troops out of Iraq. So your soldiers had to be focused on the mission every day, didn't they?
Very much so. You know, on a day like today, we look back with appreciation that we're here and not there. And as we enjoy ourselves out on the course, we also keep those who are forward deployed in our thoughts and our prayers constantly and work together to ensure that their families have what they need while the service members are overseas.
And Chaplain, the last thing they need when they're out on a mission, that's convoy duty, is to be distracted with some problems back home like financial emergencies.
Absolutely. Those kinds of distractions serve to potentially compromise the mission, because if you can't be focused on what you've got directly in front of you, people are put at risk. And so when we've got organizations like the Minnesota Military Family Foundation and others who are doing such a stellar job and remembering that, it's not just when they're overseas that they need the greatest amount of help. Some might even argue that they need more help once they've returned.
Yeah, and we've done whole shows about the reintegration program and the support that we have for the troops. One of the things I was most impressed with was not only were you there with our troops that were deployed, but there were other chaplains back here ministering to their families.
Yeah, it's a team concept. It's a concept that's taken right out of the Old Testament. I think about a story in 1 Samuel where, the fighters went forward and they fought, and really they brought back the spoils of war, and those who were back in the rear with the gear said, hey, we're equally deserving of the credit. And the wise King David said, absolutely, that is the case. Those that were back home taking care of those who were awaiting the return of their soldiers and servicemen are equally worthy of credit. And so it's a team effort. And with technology being what it is and communication being what it is, we can get information back to the home front quickly so that we can prepare to receive a wounded soldier, a soldier that's in a crisis with his family, and do it pretty well.
So, Chaplain, I'm happy to see, as a Vietnam veteran, and it's been 40 years since I've been in a combat zone, but today in the military, especially in Minnesota National Guard, which you're a part of, you really take care of the whole family package. You look out for the service members, you look out for their families, and those of us here at the Minnesota Military Family Foundation try to provide an important resource to help you keep everybody focused on the mission and bring them home safe.
You know, and commanders have that responsibility is to accomplish the mission. And chaplains go a long way in helping accomplish that mission by maintaining that lethal weapon system, which is the soldier. But it's organizations like the MMFF and others that maintain the logistical support package, which is the family.
Kind of good ammunition for you to have, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Chaplain, we had a great day out here, as I said, Tartan Park and Lake Elmo for the 4th Annual Minnesota Military Family Foundation Golf Classic. I want to thank you for joining us on Minnesota Military Radio.
Honored to be here. Thanks again.
That was Chaplain Major Buddy Wynn on Minnesota Military Radio. This is Minnesota Military Radio, recording live from Tartan Park in Lake Elmo with the 4th Annual Minnesota Military Family Foundation Golf Classic. Time for a break. We'll be right back. Please stay with us. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. We're recording live today from Tartan Park in Lake Elmo for the 4th Annual Minnesota Military Family Foundation Golf Classic. My guest this segment is Monica Bastian, 3M's Military Support Network co-chair. Monica, welcome to Minnesota Military Radio.
Thank you, Tom.
Monica, can you tell us a little bit about 3M's Military Support Network? What's the history of it?
Well, it is an employee resource group that was implemented in 2009. It was formulated to help our troops, our employees that are serving, and their families to assist them and to support them.
And of course, 3M's got thousands of employees, and at any given time, you've probably got some National Guard or Reserve members deployed around the world.
Yes, we do. Usually, there's about 25 to 30 employees that are being deployed at a certain time.
Your primary and first mission was to support the 3M families of those 3Mers that were deployed.
That's correct. We wanted to make sure that it was an easier time for them and an easier time when their loved one comes back, and to assist them in the transition back.
All right. And then the 3M Military Support Network has expanded beyond that. You've expanded your mission to some other areas.
Yes, we are helpful with serving our troops, Scoop for Troops, and the Minnesota Military Family Foundation.
And, of course, you've been a big sponsor of the golf tournament, the MMFF Golf Classic.
That's right. And it's a beautiful day for it. As a matter of fact, it's just really lovely out today. Yeah, we've had it here at Tartan Park for the last 3 years, and we are so honored to support it.
Well, and Chaplain Wynn did a pretty good job. He delivered some good weather today, didn't he?
Yeah, it's fabulous today. Thank you very much, Chaplain.
We'll give him credit for that. Monica, this is a big event for the Minnesota Military Family Foundation. It's become one of our largest fundraisers of the year. And, of course, the Minnesota Military Family Foundation supports the families of Minnesota service members, active duty, guard, and reserve, who have been deployed and then experienced some financial hardships as a result of those deployments. And with your help, with 3M's help and 3M MSN's help, we've raised thousands and thousands of dollars to help those families. I can't thank you enough.
Well, we are so honored that we are able to help with this. It's our privilege to be able to do so. Thank you.
And what a great venue, Tartan Park.
Yeah, it's beautiful out here, and the greens are wonderful, and everybody looks to be having a really good time. So.
And we also have Craig Hansen, the operations manager at Tartan Park, sitting right next to you.
Hi there.
Hey, Craig.
You look a little nervous about that, Monica.
Yeah. Yes. I'm such an intimidating guy.
Craig, welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio.
Oh, it's great to be back. Great to be back.
Well, for our new listeners, can you tell them a little bit about Tartan Park?
You know, I'd be happy to. Tartan Park is a rather unique 3M facility in that on the 483 acres located in, located in Lake Elmo. We have 27 holes of golf. There's about half a dozen picnic pavilions, 12 tennis courts, 4 softball fields, an archery range, et cetera, et cetera. And if I'm missing something, those activity clubs that use a facility, please forgive me. But it's a rather unique facility, like I said before, in that it balances out the employee use as well as corporate use. So the employees can come out here and use it for recreational and educational purposes, but the corporation always is a big user in that they bring their customer functions and things like that out here. So we're really fortunate to have a facility like this.
Craig, I've come out here and met you many times over the last few years, and you've got a beautiful facility, clubhouse, dining facility, and seems like there's always meetings going on in there.
Always, yeah. Especially the golf course, too. We've made some changes to the golf program, and it's really reflective in the conditions of the course. The course is playing really well. I just couldn't be happier. Monica talked a little bit about it's an honor to support the military, Minnesota Military Family Foundation, but I have to tell you, from my perspective, it's an honor to support 3M's military support efforts as well as this wonderful organization that you have out here today. So I just couldn't be thrilled. The conditions of the course are superb, and everybody just seems like they're really having a wonderful time.
Craig, we've got a beautiful day, but we've also got 27 holes, and we've got 48 foursomes out there. Your course is full, isn't it?
It is. It is. It's just a hive of activity, and I just love to see that. Plus, we've got picnics going on at the other end of the park, and later on this evening, we've got the softball leagues kicking in. So I have to tell you, it's really a fun position to be in, where you can see this well-rounded use of a facility like this.
Craig, we've had a good time. I was out here last week and in about a month ago, and I've seen Chef Mark a couple of times. He's pretty revved up about this tournament, too.
You've seen Chef Mark. Well, and you survived.
So, you know, he didn't throw any knives at me.
I got to tell you, Mark is very passionate about what he does, as is, Prom in general. They handle the food and the meeting conference facility, all of those services here, and they take their job very seriously. And you've met Mark. And Mark is very passionate about what he does, believe me. I mean, so you're in for a real treat banquet this evening. So this is going to be fun.
He did a great job last year, and he sat in on the meeting last week, and he had some ideas about the dinner tonight, and it was clear it was going to be his way, and it was going to be perfect.
Yep.
So
yeah.
We're looking forward to a nice banquet tonight for about 230 people.
Well, this is really an honor for us to help support this, and I'm glad we're able to partner with you for the past 3 years, and look forward to more years to come.
Monica, must be really nice for 3M and all of 3M's employees, and especially the Military Support Network, to have a facility like this that you can use for your meetings and your groups.
Oh, yeah, it's wonderful. We come out here quite a bit for meetings. It's nice, and then the dinners are great, our lunches here. And also the other parts of the facility, I know I use the archery range, and I love it, so thank you very much for that.
We'll have to talk later. I'm an archer myself.
Oh, so great, yeah. It is really a wonderful facility, and it's just, it's beautiful out here right now.
Well, one of the advantages of coming out here, other than in addition to 3M being our host sponsor and helping us big time with this tournament, is you got three nines. We can have 48 to 50 foursomes out here, and a lot of good corporate Minnesota people out here supporting the Minnesota military, and some service members and a few generals that you've gotten to know, Craig.
Absolutely, and this has just been a treat. I feel very fortunate that I've been able to make these acquaintances. You talked about the 27 holes, and we do have the three nines, and so it offers a tremendous amount of flexibility. And over the past couple of years, we've invited the public out here to play, and we've received, especially this year, we've received very rave reviews regarding the course. So come on out. It's wonderful.
So one last question, Craig. Is the dining facility and the golf course open to outsiders?
Well, we don't. It's not open to the public. The public is out here basically as part of our invitation. And so if corporations that wish to use facility, they certainly can, and they can contact Prom, and Prom will get them set up with, meetings or banquets or things like that. Relative to the golf, we held a lot of outside tournaments, and we do see a fair amount of public play. So it's
beautiful.
It's been tremendous.
Beautiful course and a beautiful facility, Tartan Park in Lake Emil. Monica, any final thoughts for our listeners about 3M's Military Support Network?
Well, I just want to let everybody know that we are so proud of our employees that do serve, and we are, want to help you and your family members, and we are so happy to be paired with the Minnesota Military Foundation, Family Foundation, because I think it does wonderful things for helping our Minnesota troops that serve, and we appreciate what they do for them.
Monica, we're very happy to have 3M as our host partner and a partner in with Minnesota Military Family Foundation to hold this annual big fundraiser. And Craig, don't know how we could do it without you and all the folks at Prom and all of your people here at Tartan Park. You're doing a great job.
Oh, the staff has been tremendous. And Monica, thanks for letting us be a part of it. I really appreciate it. So, Tom, thanks very much.
Monica,
thank you,
Craig, thanks for joining me today on Minnesota Military Radio. It was Monica Bastian from 3M's Military Support Network and Craig Hansen, the operations manager from Tartan Park in Lake Elmo on Minnesota Military Radio. This is Minnesota Military Radio, recording live from Tartan Park in Lake Elmo with the 4th Annual Minnesota Military Family Foundation Golf Classic. Time for a break. We'll be right back. Please stay with us. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. In a moment, we'll talk to more of our sponsors from the 4th Annual Minnesota Military Family Golf Classic. But first, it's time for the Commissioner's Corner, a weekly update from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. Now here's Commissioner Larry Shelleteau.
As we join today at the special live show at the 4th Annual Minnesota Military Family Foundation's Golf Classic, I want to take a moment to thank everyone involved for making this happen each year. What an incredible event this is. The Minnesota Military Family Foundation is a community-supported fund founded in 2004. Contributions are made by people who understand that there are many sacrifices that military families make. The grants that are given to Minnesota military families often soften the financial hardships that may occur when a family member is deployed by providing a financial safety net. Contributing to the foundation is how many of our fellow citizens show their support and thank our service members and veterans. When we help one soldier, we help all soldiers. When we help one military family, we help all military families. I would like to thank the board of directors who volunteer their time to make this possible. Today, we honor all military families for the sacrifices they've made and continue to make. I salute you.
Thank you, Commissioner Shelleteau. For more information, please go to MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. Joining me now from the MMF Golf Classic at Tartan Park in Lake Elmo is Chairman of the Board of the Minnesota Military Family Foundation, Bill Popp.
Sir Thomas, it's very fun to be here.
Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio, sir.
Well, thank you.
We're having a great afternoon out here today. Chaplain Wynn ordered up a good request. We got a nice day going.
Beautiful.
A couple hundred golfers out here helping us raise some money for the Minnesota Military Family Foundation.
Perfect. Yes, sir.
Can you give our listeners a little background on the foundation? You are the chairman, sir.
Well, the foundation is doing well, and I want to have a shout out to those who have contributed to the Minnesota Military Family Foundation. Thank you so much for supporting this wonderful organization. We do a lot of very positive things for military families. And Sir Thomas, I can't thank you enough for orchestrating and putting this entire event together. You continue every year to do better and better and better, and God bless you for that.
Well, thank you, sir. But there are many, many volunteers and lot of good, big corporate sponsors.
Yes.
And we've just got 100 and some people pulling together here today to raise money so that we're able to give out grants to Minnesota military families in need.
Yes, and it's a real blessing. It's a true community effort, and it's win-win for everybody.
Bill, how long have you been at this now?
I think we're coming across the decade mark here.
A decade of constantly raising funds to make sure you can take care of our Minnesota military families.
Yes, sir.
And we've given out now over 1,200 grants.
Yes.
Minnesota military families, active duty, guard and reserve.
Yep.
All services.
Yes, sir.
And it's well over $2 million.
Yes, sir.
You've really been busy, sir.
Well, like I say, it's a passion for me to say thank you to military family members. You know, when a service member signs up, they sign their rights away as a service member. And when they sign up, the family signs up with them as well. And there's a lot of sacrifice that goes on to support our soldiers. And it's a privilege and an honor, and gives me some real purpose in my life to support the families, support the soldiers, support our military. And again, part of my love for the military is the fact that our military, we go in and, you know, we don't overtake countries. We're liberators. We're not conquerors. And to me, that's a huge part of keeping the world a better place for all of us.
And Bill, as you've said many times, when our troops are overseas doing their jobs, they need to stay focused on the mission.
Yeah, absolutely.
But things happen back at home.
That's right.
And the Minnesota Military Family Foundation is there to help and make sure that we take care of those problems.
Yep.
So that they can focus on the mission and get home safe.
You're right, Tom. Focus is the key word. And, you know, in today's military, the soldiers have great and immediate communications with what's going on at home. And when there is a financial crisis at home, we don't need the soldiers' mind on the financial crisis at home. They need to keep their mind on their mission and their duty to protect their other battle buddies as they go out on patrols. And we help military families, and you know, as you know, because you're a very important part of this board, when we help one soldier, we're helping all soldiers. When we help one military family, we're helping
all military families.
That's
yes, sir.
Yes.
I think that's a good note to go out on, Bill. We're going to have another member of the board, Major General retired John Trost, on, and we're going to talk a little bit about regional tournaments. And I know you want to get back to meeting and greeting all these great people out here.
Yes,
tonight.
What a great day. Outstanding, Thomas. Great job. Thank you, and God bless you.
It's Bill Popp, Chairman of the Board of the Minnesota Military Family Foundation. Joining me now is a member of the Board of Directors of the Minnesota Military Family Foundation, retired Major General John Trost. General, welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio.
Well, thanks, Tom. I really appreciate coming and joining you here today. A fun day, great day, and having a fun time as well.
General, we just heard from Chairman of the Board, Bill Popp. He gave us a little background on the Family Foundation, what it's for and what we do. But I know you've been putting out on the putting green today out here at Tartan Park in Lake Elmo for the 4th Annual MMFF Golf Classic. Are you having any fun, sir?
Well, if I admit to it, then I'll have to figure that out when I get home, how I tell my wife. I've been working really hard all day, but we've been working hard and making sure that the people that are playing here are having a fun time. And it truly is a fun day out here, and a lot of great people that are out here supporting the MMFF as we do. And we get a chance to say thank you to them while they're on the putting green out there. So it's really a lot of fun and chatting with these great, great people that we have here.
General, this is the kind of the culmination of the year, the big corporate event where we have a lot of the companies from Minnesota here, and they're helping us raise some money for Minnesota families. But you joined me on a couple of the regional events that were a little more affordable. Veterans could show up. We saw a couple other golf courses, and we spent kind of a long weekend, didn't we?
Well, we had a fun weekend. I tell you, I got home Sunday night after that, and I really did crash on the couch. I was tired, but really, the two regional tournaments were really a lot of fun. Up in Blaine, we did one up there, and it allows the local people to get involved and support this endeavor, the Minnesota Military Family Foundation, as well. And we did another one down in
Cottage Grove.
Cottage Grove, yeah, at the golf course there, and that was sponsored by the Women on Track from the Canadian Pacific Railway. Another great opportunity, and again, it was a people from that business as well as many of the southern places of the Minneapolis area, and allowed them to participate, and some of those teams are here again today. So it's just really neat to see people from all over the state and all over the metropolitan area step forward and support this Minnesota Military Family Foundation.
General, not only do we have the big corporate event here at Tartan Park and Lake Elmo we're at today, but as you said, the Canadian Pacific sponsored one, the Fridley VFW Auxiliary sponsored one, the Chanhassen American Legion helped us with one, and we had another one up at Edinburgh that was sponsored by a local wealth management firm and a lot of St. Johnny's.
Yeah.
So we're pulling in Yellow Ribbon programs, VFWs, Legions. There's people from all over the metro helping us raise money to help Minnesota military families.
It was really a fun day when we did the one up at Blaine, sponsored by the VFW up there and the Auxiliary. And when we're all said and done, Stan Kowalski came out to say thank you as well to the people. So it was a great day and had a lot of fun doing that one.
General, I know you want to get back to the putting green. Any final thoughts for our listeners about the Family Foundation and all the support we're getting from all over the Twin Cities?
You know, I would say that it's a great foundation. It does wonderful work. It's and we get a chance to see what it does every time we vote on a contribution to a person in their family in need. And it's really, truly making a difference. So if there's one thing I want to let you know today, it's about it is making a difference, and your proceeds are going to good use. So keep the money coming. We really do appreciate it, as well as the families of our soldiers.
General, thanks for joining us at Minnesota Military Radio. That was retired Major General John Trost, member of the Board of Directors of the Minnesota Military Family Foundation. Joining me now from the Minnesota Air National Guard is Brigadier General Bob Caton. General Caton, welcome to Minnesota Military Radio.
Well, thanks, Tom. I very much appreciate being here. This is quite an honor.
General, we got a real beautiful day, and we got a chance to pull a whole bunch of corporate citizens together and come out and raise some money for the Minnesota Military Families Foundation. This is the fourth annual MMFF Golf Classic, and we're out at Tartan Park in Lake Elmo. Are you having a good time over by the putting green?
Well, I'm having a blast, and what a beautiful day. And then 3M, obviously, in the facilities here, and they're allowing us to use the facilities for this event. It's just outstanding. So our thanks go from the National Guard, go out, obviously, to 3M and the people here.
General, as a commander, I know that you always want to make sure that your airmen are focused on the mission. But in today's world, technology is such that they know what's going on at home. They know what's going on everywhere. How important is focus to the mission to get everyone home safe?
Well, obviously, it's critically important. And like you said, it's a very important point that when things go on at home, it's pretty much instantaneous via the media that's out there that our soldiers and airmen, they find out about it pretty quick. And that's very important. And obviously, it has a huge readiness impact. The other side of this whole event and the Minnesota Military Family Foundation that I really like is it's a way for just citizens and corporations and businesses outside of the military to join in and share in some of the sacrifice that's going on. I think that's a very important point. It's almost a point that I think we've lost a little bit. Our military has grown smaller. There are good reasons for that. Technology, there are some budget issues going on, and that's all part of it. But as a proportion of our society, it's gotten small, and there's real danger that we can become separated. Events like this, they kind of keep that separation from happening. And I think that's a very powerful and very important thing.
General, I think you're right. Most of our listeners think about the soldiers and airmen that deploy for 30 days to a year. They don't think about the families that are left back home and the problems they go through.
Very, very much so. I couldn't agree with you more, Tom. And this is just a way for everybody to share in those sacrifices, not just the families, but our communities and our nation as a whole. And that's very, very powerful. I'm very proud to be part of the event today.
General, I know you were out here last year thanking and greeting our corporate sponsors, and you've been out on the putting green again this year. Thank you, sir. But you're getting a chance to meet a good cross-section of corporate America that's out here, and they're into it, aren't they?
They really are, and it's always a lot of fun. I mean, it's very honoring when they say thanks for your service, because I got to tell people I enjoy what I do. I love the people I work with, and I love the cause that I'm serving, and that's a very important thing. So I almost feel a little bit guilty, but once again, it's great to see the corporations and the organizations and the businesses that are involved that come out and support the military.
In general, on the air side of the house, the Air National Guard, the retention is good. The corporate, the strength of our force is good.
The air side looks pretty solid with regard to Minnesota. We will, just like the Army, have our struggles with regard to the coming fiscal climate and the things that we're going to have to deal with in association with sequestration. We're not quite sure what that looks like. That's going to generate uncertainties. That's going to be more cause, I think, for the Minnesota Military Family Foundation to help serve those that are serving our country.
And of course, we got a report on that earlier in the show, and we hope that Congress comes together and resolves those issues so that they know what your budget is and what type of how many men you can and women you can put in the force and put together. General, any final thoughts about the MMFF Golf Classic out here at Tartan Park in Lake Elmo today?
No, it couldn't be a prettier day. And then once again, Tom, thanks for inviting me and thanks for having me out here. And I really feel very privileged to be here. So thank you very much.
General, thanks for being here and thanks for joining us on Minnesota Military Radio.
Thank you.
This is Brigadier General Bob Caton from the Minnesota Air National Guard on Minnesota Military Radio. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons, and today we've been recording live from the 4th Annual Minnesota Military Family Foundation Golf Classic from Tartan Park in Lake Elmo. Joining me now from the Minnesota's Family Assistance Center is Supervisor Mike Farron. Mike, welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio.
Thanks again, Tom.
We're out here at Tartan Park today for the 4th Annual MMFF Golf Classic, and we've got a lot of folks out here that are contributing a whole pile of money so that you can spend it.
We are good at that. But it's fun.
Tell us about the Family Assistance Centers. I call you and your associates my delivery system. Quickly, how does it work?
We are the delivery system. A service member, regardless of their uniform, can come into one of the military Family Assistance Centers located throughout the state. They come in, we'll verify and vet all the information that they are having a true financial emergency. We have them do an application. We walk through it. It's submitted. If we get them submitted, usually by 10 in the morning, we usually get an answer back that afternoon, and checks are cut the following day, which is just amazing. When you're talking about emergency financial, it doesn't get any quicker than that across the country.
So Minnesota military service members and their families, active duty, guard, reserve, as long as they're from Minnesota, we don't care what branch of the service, if they're experiencing a financial emergency due to service to the country, get a hold of the Family Assistance Centers. You're on call 24-7.
24-7, 365, 2 o'clock in the morning, it doesn't matter. We all have multiple cell phones, and we will answer those.
And how long does the Board of Directors of the Minnesota Military Family Foundation take to respond to you, Mike?
On average, 2 to 3 hours at max. Usually we have them turned around, checks cut within 24 hours, so bills paid.
So if we have a service member that's deployed overseas and his family has a problem, they come to you sometimes within a day or two. Not only the problem is solved, but a grant has been given and is paid for, and they can get back to work and get back to mission.
Well, and that's the greatest thing. They can make that phone call over or Skype over and say, hey, it's all taken care of. You work on your mission. I'll work on the home mission.
And where do they find you? You've got a website?
Yep. They can go to beyondtheyellowribbon.org and click on Family and Wellness, and we're the first page that comes up. And they can also call 888-234-1274, and that's a 24-hour phone.
And everybody out there, Mike might be on the golf course today, but he's got the pager, so give him a call. He's on 24-7.
24-7. I'll answer, I promise.
Go back out and hit him straight, Mike.
Sounds good. Thanks, Tom.
Thank you. That was Mike Farron, Supervisor of the Family Assistance Centers on Minnesota Military Radio. Joining me now from the Hugo Yellow Ribbon Network is Chuck Haas. Chuck, welcome to Minnesota Military Radio.
Thanks, Tom. Glad to be here.
Chuck, we're out here at Tartan Park in Lake Elmo in your neck of the woods. It's a beautiful day, isn't it?
It's a gorgeous day out here today.
And you've got a group of people out here from this part of town and playing golf and having a good time. But we want to talk a little bit about the Minnesota Military Family Foundation. And I know that a couple of years ago, maybe 2 or 3 years ago, I got a call or an email from you one night, and there was someone out in your territory here that needed help.
Yes, there was. A military mom called me. Her son was back from deployment. He had a few problems with health and family and a pregnancy, and they were just getting behind a little bit on their bills. And we called you up and talked to you on one day, and the next day there was some forms sent out to the folks. They filled out the forms, and by the next night, they were approved. No red tape. It just happened.
We got you in touch with, I think it was Mike Farron at the Family Assistance Centers.
That's great. That's right.
They answered the phones 24-7, and they took care of you.
They sure did. That family was really helpful, grateful, really grateful.
And I think ever since then, you've been a big supporter, Chuck. We got you.
Yeah, you got me good, yeah. Glad to do it because I see how it works right on the ground. No red tape gets the work done. The help gets to the families that need it right away.
We're happy to have you as a partner, Chuck. And I know out here in Lake Elmo, you do some things. You have a cheeseburger night at the Legion, don't you?
We have a hamburger night the fourth Wednesday of every month at the Hugo American Legion. That helps us raise our money to do our support for the military members and their families.
As the Hugo Yellow Ribbon Network.
The Hugo Yellow Ribbon Network, correct.
And I know that this fall you've got an event coming up again. You had one last fall. What are you doing this fall, Chuck?
We're having our fifth Welcome Home the Troops pheasant hunt. We've served over 400 soldiers, welcoming them back from a deployment. They've missed a hunting season, in some cases more than one hunting season, and we want to pay that back to them.
I got a chance to come out and see that last year. They were shooting some, what do you call them, skeet?
Clay targets.
Clay targets.
Yeah.
And then they got the chance to shoot some live ducks. I didn't do that, but I chased some up for the guys. I'm a pretty good bird dog, I guess.
I hate to correct you, but they were pheasants.
Oh, well. And we had a great game feed.
Oh, it's a wonderful wild game dinner with roast duck and pheasants and dressing and gravy. It makes me hungry just thinking about it.
So you're going to have that open for 100 service members?
Up to 100 service members, whether they're Army Guard, Army Reserve. Last year we had everybody, Navy, Coast Guard, Air Force, quite a few. And we had a few Vietnam veterans.
And nobody got lost?
Nobody got lost. No. Yeah.
It was a safe hunt. It was a lot of fun.
Yes.
Chuck, you're doing a lot of good work out here in Lake Elmo. Keep it up.
Thank you, Tom. Glad to do it.
Thanks for joining us today.
You're welcome.
This is Chuck Haas from the Hugo Yellow Ribbon Network on Minnesota Military Radio. Joining me now from the Minnesota National Guard Honor Team is Sergeant First Class Ossie Carbajal. Sergeant First Class, welcome to Minnesota Military Radio.
Thank you very much.
Can you tell us briefly about the Minnesota National Guard's Honor Team? How many soldiers do you have?
Absolutely. We have approximately 27 soldiers currently active in our program.
And how many missions do you go on each year?
This year, we're going to be very close to 5,000. That's been an average. We've been increasing about 20% every year for the past 3.5, 4 years. When I first started almost 5 years ago, we did about 100 that first year. Second year, we jumped up to almost 1,000, and it's been just increasing ever since.
Boy, talk about practice, practice, practice. You guys must be just the best in the world.
I think we are, yeah. We won the national championship 3 years ago. We took second 2 years ago. This last year, there was no funding, so we weren't able to participate. When we're not doing funerals, we practice folding flags, firing parties. And on top of that mission, we've been doing a lot of color guards for different organizations throughout the whole state of Minnesota.
Sergeant First Class, when I talk to other veterans, I'm a Vietnam veteran, and most of my buddies are veterans, about 370,000 in the state. The one thing that they want when the time comes is a proper honor guard at their funeral. It's pretty darn important, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's been in my 18 and a half years in the military, this is one of my most rewarding positions I've ever had. It's an honor to go out there and perform those missions for our veterans. I mean, we wouldn't be where we are today without them, and everyone on my team understands that fact, and we take it very seriously. And that's why we practice so hard. That's why we try and be as professional as we possibly can and do the best job we can for our veterans.
You know, it's very important to the families when a veteran passes, and to have the honor guard there is really important. Does it wear your guys out?
You know, it does. We get tired, but we understand the importance of our mission. Every soldier gets tired at times, and they have to find a way to fight through that. We work as hard as we can. We enjoy our time off whenever we get that. But we understand that a mission has to be completed. As soldiers, that's what we do.
Well, we're glad that you've got a couple hours this afternoon to be off and to join us out here at the Minnesota Military Family Foundation Golf Classic. Nice, bright day, and I'm sure you'll be back to work tomorrow, but might as well enjoy this afternoon. We're raising some good money to help Minnesota military families.
Absolutely. It's a great organization. We've been here. This is our second year. It's been great. The foundation is incredible. A lot of our guys have been recipients of some form of a grant of some sort throughout the last 5 years. So it's been great.
Things happen, and to have a resource like that to help you out of a little hole is a pretty good thing, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I know many soldiers that have benefited from it, and without that, who knows where they would have been.
Sergeant Carball, any final thoughts for our listeners about your Minnesota National Guard honor team?
It's an honor to conduct our missions, and we'll continue to do the best job we can.
Well, we're delighted to have you out there, and we're glad you could join us this afternoon. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, sir.
That was Sergeant Ossie Carbajal from the Minnesota National Guard's Honor Team on Minnesota Military Radio. Joining me now is Tom Hoker from Capital Advisory Group. Tom, welcome to Minnesota Military Radio.
Well, thank you very much, sir, Tom Lyons. It's a pleasure to be here.
Tom, we're having a great day out here at Tartan Park in Lake Elmo for the 4th Annual MMF Golf Classic.
Yes, sir, and it is a beautiful one. In fact, it's even nicer this year than it was last year.
Tom, you were out here and a big sponsor last year, and, of course, again this year. And over the winter, you must have had brain cramps or something. What happened?
Well, I don't. I guess I got an epiphany. You know, Mr. Lyons, you kind of thought it'd be nice to have a nice regional event, so we went out to Edinburgh, USA, and we put on a nice event. We had a whole bunch of my St. John's buddies that came in and supported us quite heavily, and actually we did quite well.
That was your first Northwest MMFF Golf Classic up there.
That is correct.
And I asked a good friend of ours and an advisor, one of our former board members, to come out and help you, General Joe Kelly.
He just happens to be St. John's grad, doesn't he, Mr. Lyons?
How did that work, Tom? How did that work?
It was very nice. And actually, he's currently on the St. John's alumni board. And so I missed him. I had just rolled off as a past president. But it was sure great to meet him. And he was a great, great host at our event. So thanks for lining us up.
And for a first event, you did a great job, Tom.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah, the weather wasn't nearly as nice as here. But, boy, golfers being golfers and Minnesotans being Minnesotans, we all were out there. We had about 120 golfers for our first go-around, so we were real proud. Lots of help from both the MMF and all the St. John's guys that came out.
I'm afraid, Tom, I got you infected. Now you've got this MMFF bug in you, and you're helping raise money for Minnesota military families.
Well, I tell you, this is one of the finest organizations because you can see right where that money goes. And when you get that close to watching it in the really needy hands, it really is a great thing, and that's why we support it.
Tom, you did a great job. I look forward to being out there again next year, and I'm sure General Kelly Board Member Emeritus, will join us out there, and a lot of St. Johnny's again.
You betcha. And in fact, I keep getting asked, when is it going to be? Are going to be the first one in May again? And I think we're shooting for that May 20th time frame. So love to have you there, and thank you very much.
You let us know the date, and we'll put it up on the website, MinnesotaMilitaryFamilyFoundation.org. Tom, thanks for joining us on Minnesota Military Radio.
Thank you, Mr. Lyons. Have a great day.
This is Tom Hooker from the Capital Advisory Group and also the founder of the Northwest MMFF Golf Classic on Minnesota Military Radio. We're just about out of time, but we have a few mentions for you. If you served in a combat zone during 2009 and haven't claimed your Minnesota State tax credit, the deadline is quickly approaching. The credit is worth $120 per month of service, and it will expire October 15th. More than 2,300 eligible veterans have yet to claim this credit. Then, if you're a military retiree, this year's Joint Retiree Appreciation Day is coming up soon. It will be September 28th this year in Prior Lake. In addition to being a great opportunity to meet your fellow retirees, organizers will also be providing classes on all of the latest retiree benefits, to include how the new Affordable Health Care Act affects you. And the third annual Gold Star Family Weekend will be held August 23rd to the 25th at Camp Ripley, just north of Little Falls. Gold Star families, families who have lost a loved one in Iraq, Afghanistan, Vietnam, Korea, or any other conflict, are invited to this special weekend to honor, remember, and cherish the lives of their loved ones. We're just about out of time out here at the fourth annual Minnesota Military Family Foundation Golf Classic at the Tartan Park course in Lake Elmo. I'd like to thank our host sponsor, 3M, and the 3M Military Service Network for helping us put on this event. A lot of good corporate partners and individuals have come out today and spent the day to help us raise some funds to help our Minnesota military families in times of financial crisis. We've had a great time out here. And I'd like to thank you for listening to this edition of Minnesota Military Radio. And, of course, as always, I'd like to thank Commissioner Larry Shelledo of the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs for joining us, and Minnesota's Adjutant General, Major General Rick Nash, and all the folks we've talked to today. Please join us next week as we talk with Congressman Tim Walz to discuss furloughs, improving VA care in rural areas of Minnesota, and clearing the claims backlog. We'll also get a preview of Camp Ripley's open house. That's coming up next weekend on this station or online anytime at Minnesota Military Radio. That's all for now from Tartan Park in Lake Elmo at the 4th Annual Minnesota Military Golf Classic. I'm Tom Lyons, and I hope that you make a difference in someone's life this week.
You've been listening to Minnesota Military Radio with Tom Lyons. Tom is the founder and owner of Phalon Partners Limited, a Twin Cities merger and acquisition firm. This has been a production of Clear Channel, MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com, the Minnesota National Guard, BeyondTheYellowRibbon.org, and the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. Podcasts of the show are available at MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com.